We exalt you. We thank you. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We will take a prayer point and the choir will take that song. I don't know. Have you been to an old place before? Have you been to an abandoned warehouse where they have used an old padlock to padlock? When you want to open those padlocks, what do you do first? You look for oil. I don't know if you have done that before. Where you pour the oil. By the time you pour the oil, you will see something coming out. The color is always very brown. Then you put the key. The thing will not want to move. Then you sometimes after the key has turned, to pull itself. And then you remove the chain. The choir will sing that song. Why will be praying one prayer? Ancient doors. Lift your right hand up. Any door that has been shut against your family, this morning, let them open. Lift your right hand up. Can we pray? Say, ancient doors. Open. Say, ancestral doors. Open. Close portals. Open. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has been shown against your life and destiny, we decree them open in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray that prayer again. But this time, the keyboard and the saxophone. Can you lift your right hand up? Say, ancient doors, ancestral gates, close borders, open in the name of Jesus. Can you pass on this song? I'm entering your season of laughter.
Yes, sir.
Your season of celebration.
Amen.
Are we ready? Say prayer point. Say prayer point. Say prayer point. Say prayer point. When I raise it and you repeat it, we will burst forth in tongues. We will burst forth in tongues. Atalimo Golia. Lift your right hand up. Say close portals. Say ancestral gates. Ancient doors. Open. In the name of Jesus. Maria before. Why before the bus came, you said you wanted to go and pee. And by the time you came back, the bus have come and is going, and you want to run after the bus. Have you been to a place where the door has been shut against you? You went for interview, you went for opportunity, but the door was shut. They said they rule the line after. And they say, people under this line, come back next year, next week. And you know, most of the time in Nigeria, when they say come back, there's no date, there's no time. Even if they give you date and time, that time never comes. But we are here. Every door shut against you, they will be open. Are you here? Are you here? You don't understand the things of a spirit apart from the Holy Spirit. That's why we always ask you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because He knows areas where He has prepared for you. But in case you don't speak in tongues here, all you'll be declaring is open. Let the doors open. Let the doors open. And God will be dropping the doors in your heart. Are you here? Any door that has been shut against your lineage, against your family line, as we pray today, those doors shall be open. In the name of Jesus. And you'll be the first person to testify. Is it a door of health? If you are sick, another affliction. As we pray, the door shall be open. Are we ready? Say, ancient gates, ancestral doors, close portals, the opening. I'm gonna go to the hospital. Lord just dropped in my spirit. You know the gate of, you have been told, now you did they look for you. You think now somebody like you that they look for here. Anyone that God has been set you, your doors are opening this morning. In the name of Jesus. In other words, if you have been mocked before, if you have been put to shame and be disgraced, if men have looked down on you, get ready. Your doors are open now. Are we ready? Agala. Are we ready? Say, ancient gates.
Yes, ancient gates.
We thank you. Lift your right hand up. You begin to decree for yourself. Doors you want open. You be mentioning them by name. And you be shouting open. In the name of Jesus. You are making decrees. You are not pleading. You are not begging. Jesus has given you authority. You are in God's presence. You are standing in God's presence on the authority of Christ. And you are decreeing the doors open. Doors of employment open. Doors of wedding open. Lift your right hand up. Can you begin to decree for yourself? Mention the doors. Mention the doors. Mention the gate and decree them open. Open, 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 open. We thank you. We are walking through the open doors. We are going to pray. Is it prayer or declaration? We are saying what has happened already. We are open through the open doors and we are picking. I don't know what you want to pick at the open doors. Can I pray? I'm walking through open doors. Over the opposition. Over the adversity. I am taking my laughter, my joy. I take back my marriage. I take back my family. I go through the open door. I receive my joy back. Everything that has been denied me, they are released for me now. I walk through open doors. In the name of Jesus. We walk through open doors. We thank you. We magnify your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Even though our time is fasting, lift your hands again and say, I thank you, Lord. 31 days of mercy and grace. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for what you have in store. I thank you. I bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Have your seat. A declaration of a supernatural life is a declaration of war. Because on earth, things are natural. So if you want to bring about the supernatural, you are superimposing what is not normal and what is not ordinary. And in the earth, people fight against change. Nature fights against change. So bringing the supernatural to bear on earth is a declaration of war. And you must be ready for the fight. It is a declaration of war, and you must be ready for the fight. Our time is fast spent, so I don't know how I'll go about this. I would say many things. Some I've said in the past, some for emphasis, some for new. Listen to me. In the New Testament, the supernatural is for every believer. In the Old Testament, God's Holy Spirit comes upon certain individuals and the priests, and they live the supernatural life as an example for everybody. Then everybody goes to them when they need breakthrough, when they need them, and they pray for those people. They make declaration for those people, and those people experience the supernatural. But in the Old New Testament, the promise of the supernatural is for all. He said, in the last days, the Spirit of the Lord shall. Joel 2:28. Can I have Joel 2:28? Joel 2:28. Quickly, sir. I didn't plan that scripture. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. All flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Spirit of the Lord will come upon all flesh. In the Old Testament, it comes upon one person. And then everybody goes to that one person for help, for prayer. Everybody was going to Moses until Jethro came and gave him advice. And after that, God said, choose 72 people, and I will take of your spirit and put upon them. It was Moses, Aaron, and the 72 that the Spirit of God were upon in Israel. In fact, it was after Moses was tired. In the New Testament, the Spirit is poured on everybody. So that what Elijah did, what Moses did, you can do also. So it's an insult and a disrespect to the Holy Spirit in you. If you are moving from mountain, one mountain to the other, looking for a powerful man of God to do what God has put in you. There's a role for a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teachers in your life, apostles in your life. But they are not supposed to live the supernatural life for you. In the Old Testament, it's when one person is an example. In the New Testament, it is normal for all of us to live the supernatural life. They are to equip you. Ephesians 4, from verse 12 down. Pastors, evangelists, apostles, they are to equip you to live the supernatural life, to do the work of ministry. We have done it upside down now. They are the ones now doing the work of ministry while we sit down and watch. That is an aberration. You are supposed to be equipped to live the supernatural life. So number one, the supernatural life is for everybody. Number two, it is the Holy Spirit that grants access to supernatural living. The Holy Spirit is the enabler of supernatural living. Peter was running away from children at the death of Jesus. In fact, all the disciples ran away. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, it enabled them and introduced them to supernatural living. Peter now became somebody looking at the Sanhedrin and pointing hands at them. Choose if you should obey God or man. He became bold to an extent. His shadow was casting out demons. His shadows were healing the sick. you cannot live the supernatural life without the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:18, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Power for the supernatural living comes upon you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember, in the New Testament, when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. No wonder it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If God be for you, who can be against you? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all things, according to the power at work in us. So the Holy Spirit opens the door for this supernatural. And once you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. But just like you have a gun at home and you don't use it, if you have the Holy Spirit in you and you don't engage him, you don't activate him, you don't talk to him, nothing works like your gun at home. And you know what? There was a film I watched. Is it The Lion and the Darkness? I can't remember. There is a statement there that has helped in the spiritual warfare. They were looking for the lion to kill. The day they saw the lion was looking at the man. The man was looking at the man. The man picked the gun and shot the thing. Bullet did not come out. Shot again, didn't come out. Shot again, didn't come out. Then the lion ran away. And his partner told him, when last did he use the gun? Said, you are bringing an untested gun to battle. You are bringing an untested gun to war for. Listen to me. There are some of you here, you have never prayed for headache before. But the day somebody have cancer and is close to you, now go, oh my God. You are bringing an untested gun to battle. For supernatural living, you start from the low level so you can move up. A person that have not prayed for headache cannot raise the dead. You don't start supernatural living from raising the dead. You start from your level where you are now. Many people don't want to live supernaturally now until one big challenge. Then the faith that cannot carry this speaker, they want it to move this beauty. Start living the supernatural now. Father, as I'm going to walk today, I pray for your blessings in the name of Jesus. Simple, powerful prayers, declaration into the week, into the month, into the day for you. That is where you start. That is how you get the confidence to move. So the supernatural is based on the Holy Spirit, is the enabler. The basis, number three, the basis of the supernatural is the gospel of Jesus. If you read Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon them and people gathered, and they asked him, what was this? The summary of everything he told them was the gospel. What is it? That Jesus, that you crucified, God has raised him from the dead, and he's the master of all. And this is the gospel that we preach. The basis of the supernatural is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. So everything, if you must live the supernatural, the basis must be the gospel of Jesus. And what is the gospel? Jesus came to die for me. What is the gospel? God created the world, loved man, created man, put him in the world. The devil hated man, came and tempted man. Man sinned, and sin came into the world. When sin came into the world, everything started suffering corruption, and things were not working according to type again. And God sent Jesus to save us from that. And in saving us, Jesus died on the cross, shedding his blood to pay for our sins. He was buried, he resurrected, and started living a powerful life. And as many as receive him, he gives them power to live that powerful life. And those people he has given that power will now use that power and apply it in every area of their living. So if you are an educationist, the supernatural, the power of the Holy Spirit, giving you wisdom, you apply it to education. The supernatural is not miracle signs and wonders alone. It's wisdom applied to what you do. What essence is your power? Of what essence is your power? For miracles, when there is problem in your place of work that requires brain that you can't solve. The supernatural, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. It's not signs and wonders alone. It's an application of the wisdom of God to solve the problem of man. Why is it that Christians are not the richest people in the world, every country of the world? We are not engaging wisdom and mind as part of the supernatural. We see supernatural as arise and walk. Come out, I bind you. That is an aspect of it. It does not end there. We don't do that every day. You don't do that in your work. If you are a lawyer and you go to court, you won't say, what will you tell the judge? For. You won't tell the judge to fall. You will argue with the wisdom of God supernaturally. So supernatural life covers every area of life. You are a teacher of mathematics. You teach mathematics in a way no teacher can teach it. Wisdom comes. You start teaching in various dimensions, various aspects. And people love you because they can understand. Teach physics. Teach chemistry in the way people understand. You don't make things difficult. I've seen many pastors that make things complex. Speak big grammar. This can confuse people in the name of I have power and supernatural. No. Supernatural things are simple things understood and lived powerfully. So, everyone is supposed to live supernatural life. The Holy Spirit is the enabler. It is dependent on the gospel. Number four, the supernatural living is dependent on the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, if you read from verse 1 to 10, they were going to the temple and they saw a man by the gate called Beautiful. And the man was crippled. They looked at the man, and the man looked up at them, thinking they wanted to give him something. And then they looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Listen, there is a reason why God gave us the name Jesus. Philippians 2, from verse 8, now, wherever, he says, yeah, God has given a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every name must bow of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The supernatural is dependent on the name of Jesus. Whenever we call upon his name, the supernatural comes into existence. Then you see what? We have bastardized the name of Jesus. If you are going and you trip now, Jesus! If you are in bedroom, you are bathing and the shower, water, salt, Jesus! What else again? If I don't kill you today, Jesus. In fact, we have turned it to cheese now. Even if you want to call them, just say cheese. The most powerful name on earth has become useless in our hands because we do not honor that name. Try calling the prophet of the other religion like that and see what will happen to you. Try it. That we have bastardized the name of our master, our Lord, and our King. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Why do you think God said, thou shalt not call the name of the Lord your God in vain? Why do you think so? Why? The name of Jesus has become too common and ordinary in our midst. It is time to recover the power in the sanctity of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is what brings breakthrough for you. So if you are calling it anyhow, anywhere, the day you need them and you call on that name, it will be as if the anyhow already. Because you have turned it to nothing. By the name of Jesus, every nail must bow.
So the supernatural is dependent on the name of Jesus. And listen, the next one. Supernatural Christian life is the normal Christian life. If you are living what we call normal life, your life is an abnormality in the faith. If you read from Acts chapter 1, or throughout the book of Acts, every chapter you will see one new thing. Chapter 1, they had encounter with angels after Jesus left. Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They started speaking in other people's language. Chapter 3, they went to the temple. They healed a man that was crippled. Chapter 4, they were arrested by the Sanhedrin. They spoke to them with audacity. They went back to pray and they were filled with the Holy Spirit again. Chapter 5, Ananias came and lied. And then he died. Both of them died on the spot. It was supernatural living from one area to the other. But listen, supernatural living is not always dramatic, spectacular, and sensational. Most of the time, it is in the course of your normal life, normal Christian living, that you exhibit the power and the grace of God in every situation. So now, something has not been taught you in the place of God before. You don't have experience in that matter. They now say, you are the, after all, you are the admin officer. Go and, oh guy, I don't know how to do it. Why are we paying you? Go and do it. You can do it. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have the mind of Christ. Just calm down, pray. And say, oh Lord, open my heart. Open my eyes. In the name of Jesus. And you will see what God will do for you. A child of God does not have any difficulty. He has the Holy Spirit that explains everything to him. Psalm 119, somewhere down, he said, I have understanding and knowledge more than my teachers. Why? The word of God and the Holy Spirit in us. So it is not for you to say that boss is cruel. The more they give you difficult job, the more the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom to do it. You are becoming Daniel and Daniel in the land. Remember, the king had a dream. I have forgotten the dream. Remind me of a dream and interpret. Who does that? So some of the challenges giving you at the place of work, in your career, in what you do, are like that. Go like Daniel on your knees and assess the supernatural and bring it to bear. Supernatural is not only rise up and walk. If he heals in the name of Jesus, is displaying the wisdom of God in every facet of life. So, from now on, you receive, know that you have the grace to handle difficult situations. If you understand that, say amen. Can you lift your right hand up? Say, I have the grace, I have the empowerment, I have the wisdom to solve and to overcome difficult situations. I have access to the mind of Christ. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is difficult for me. Say, I have access to the mind of Christ. I am a solution provider in the name of Jesus. What people say is difficult, it is easy for me in the name of Jesus. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I am not mentally lazy. I am not mentally lazy. I am not mentally lazy. I can reason. I can reason. I am not mentally lazy. It is not the function of age. I display the supernatural in creativity, in innovation, in design, in ideas, in whatever I do for my elevation, for my promotion, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen, when those people were walking in their time, it is problem they were giving that they were solving. And that time, demonic possession was everywhere. People were sick and all those things. Your own might not be like that. It might be something else. Remember Peter, when he could not catch fish, what did he do? He needed the supernatural. Jesus came into the boat and said, cast it here. Specific location. Maybe he had, by quadratic equation or binomials or whatever, calculated the rightness and said, this is it. And it was there. Don't look at the supernatural. Kalaba, kalaba, kalaba. In the name of Jesus, stand up. It is part of it. There is beyond that. It covers every area of your life. The shape of corset that you will do that will attract people. Everybody has the same shape. Maybe your own will be four corners, square corset. that will change your life forever. It's not a laughing matter. When we say it, you people laugh. You don't know. I keep saying it for some people. Once you change the color of your shop, everything will change. I'm telling you. It's a small thing that the Holy Spirit will drop in your heart for the supernatural. So supernatural is normal Christianity. So everything you do invite the direction of the Holy Spirit. You have a tough, terrible ogre. That is where you need the supernatural. Call his name. Put him into the hands of the Lord. You will become the person's favorite. Supernatural. You have a troublesome neighbor. It is not the time to arise and go and fight. Go to your knees. Call him by name. Settle him in the spirit before you go and talk to him. It's part of the supernatural. Supernatural is normal day-to-day Christian living. It must be applied to every area. Every area of our life. Do you know that the supernatural is attractive? Whenever they do any miracle, when people gather, when God gives you a supernatural idea and you use it, if you are a businesswoman, if you are a shop owner, people will gather because people gather to the supernatural. You are looking for customers for your small shop. You don't understand the supernatural. You don't. You have something in your shop that has been there for 3 years. Nobody has bought it. In your shop, lay hands on it. I did not buy you to stay in the fridge. I did not buy you to stay here. You were bought to be sold. Therefore, I decree in the next 1 week, start by that. See what will happen. Supernatural. It is normal. And it affects every area of your life. And it attracts everybody. Whenever they did the supernatural, it brought people from everywhere to them. As you walk in the supernatural this year, I see people gathering onto you. In the name of Jesus. Listen. What then is the role of the church in the supernatural? If you read the book of Acts, there were 40 miracles there. 39 of them took place outside the church. Unlike now that everything supernatural happens in the church. God wants us to take supernatural to everyday living. What is the role of the church? The church now becomes the equipping center. You have gone to work 6 days. You come on the seventh day. We equip you. We pray together. We equip power. You hear the word of God. You are charged. You go back. The church becomes a charging center. The church is nowhere to displace supernatural. But because we are all supernatural, it becomes normal for us to stay in church. But we leave the church to leave it. The church becomes like a hospital. You have gone. You have been wounded. You are injured. You come back. We dress your wound. We take care of you. We charge you up. You go again. The church becomes like a mechanic workshop. You have used your car, of your body, of your spirit. You are tired. You come back. We change the path. We speak to you. You hear the word of God. The car comes up again. You move us again. That is the role of the church in the supernatural. Equipping you for it. We display supernatural in church because we are all supernatural. It's not because the church is where to display it. Supernatural is meant to be displayed everywhere. You are a police, supernatural, displayed where you are. A soldier, displayed. A health officer, displayed wherever you are. Our time is fast, man. Lift your 2 hands up and say, I'm empowered to live the supernatural life. In the name of Jesus. Hello, listen, can you listen to me? When you gave your life to Christ, if you have, and you became born again, the Holy Spirit came to live in you. And everything you need to live this supernatural life is already in you. You just need to activate it. And this year, we'll be taking you through different activations of it. Dimensions of how to live this supernatural. Can we lift your 2 hands and say, I live this supernatural life? Can you live? I live. I display supernatural power. I display supernatural living. I experience the supernatural. In every area of my life, measure your work, measure your house, measure your name, measure your family. There is an experience of the supernatural in every area of your life and destiny.
Lord, we thank you, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.